org.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into the third hour of the program. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Daryl's here courtesy of FPP.cc. You can go there and order books and subscribe to a newspaper or read it online for free, listen to Daryl's podcasts, and get news during the day as well.
Yes.
You are posting constantly to your news feed, your Twitter feed.
Yes.
As long as you're not sleeping, you're posting.
Or making telephone calls for Free Talk
sometimes
Live.
While I'm sleeping, there are posts.
You scheduled them.
Not necessarily scheduled. There are some auto-posts that happen thanks to RSS. There is a little robot living inside of FPP. It's not inside of my person, like, attacking my kidney.
Sorry. That's a reference to the first hour of the show for those of you who just tuned in, where we talked about transhumanism and basically human beings modifying their bodies with machines to affect a longer life. So you're welcome to call about that if you'd like. We've kind of ended up transitioning into a discussion about religion, Christianity. I ended up talking about pantheism, Islam as well. So 855-450-FREE allows you to get in control of the show. You can bring up the topic of your choice. But, you know, since we're on the religious subject, I did happen to have something in my show prep for the past few days that I didn't get to about Scientology.
Uh-oh.
Now, Scientology is an unusual religion.
Yeah, they sue everybody that says anything bad about
them.
They
don't like being talked bad about. That much is true. They
also get sued for saying that.
Well, we aren't on in Clearwater, Florida anymore, so odds are good they're never going to hear about it. When we were on WFLA in the Tampa Bay area, there was one night where it was like Scientology call-in night. They had heard us talking about them, and I guess the word got around, and they blitzed the phones on Free Talk Live.
But they didn't sue.
No, they did. They didn't sue.
It's sort of like when any of the quote-unquote free keeners hear a local talk show mention the word free keen in a negative light. A bunch of people just call blitz the radio station.
Not as many people do that anymore these days, Daryl. I would like to see those call blitzes come back because it was a lot of fun. And maybe we will do so. Sometimes it happens, but it's not as regular of an occurrence. Activism kind of comes in ebbs and flows, it seems. So, like, right now, cop blocking is more popular than it was 6 months ago. Anyway, that's just how it goes. So, Scientology has been convicted. Did you know that a church could be convicted of something?
Sounds ridiculous.
According to France, it's been convicted of fraud. And this is a story from the Telegraph.
The corporation or people acting in the capacity of?
Well, let's see. The Cour de Cassation rejected the organization's request that a 2009 conviction for organized fraud be overturned on the grounds that it violated religious freedoms. From their Los Angeles headquarters, the group slammed the court ruling as an affront to justice and religious liberty. And they're probably right, by the way.
Yeah, it sounds like an affront to religious liberty because, I mean, if we're in a court of law and we're only looking at facts here, all religions are perpetrating fraud on people because religions deal in things that aren't really in the area of facts.
It's
the area of faith.
What's the statement? The absence of evidence is not evidence of absence.
The group slammed the court's ruling as an affront to justice and religious liberty in a statement that accused the French government of anti-religious extremism. They say that the court failed to address the fundamental violations of the human rights of each of the defendants that infected every level of this case, said the Scientology Church, vowing to pursue the matter at the international level. The group has previously indicated it will appeal the conviction to the European Court of Human Rights. The conviction saw Scientology's Celebrity Center and its bookshop in Paris, the two branches of its French operations, ordered to pay €600,000, or about $812,000 in U.S. dollars in fines, for preying financially on followers in the 1990s. The original ruling, while stopping short of banning the group from operating in France, dealt a blow to the secretive movement best known for its Hollywood followers such as Tom Cruise and John Travolta.
There seem to be a lot of them.
France regards Scientology as a cult, not a religion, and had prosecuted individual Scientologists
before.
Now, what's
the difference between a cult and a religion?
Numbers, basically.
Success.
Mm-hmm. But the 2009 trial marked the first time the organization as a whole had been convicted. So everybody in France who's involved in the Scientology organization is, I guess, liable here, or the organization itself's bank account or wherever. So they're trying to get some money out of them, I bet.
Sounds like one of those sort of RICO sort of things that would happen here in the U.S. to where they just put a suit against, you know, some group. And convict the group.
What happens in that case? If you know, they've been ordered to pay 600,000 euros. If Scientology just said, you know, screw you, France. They shut their bookstore down and shut their whatever other meeting place it was that they had down and just left. I mean, would the French court be able to somehow levy a U.S. bank account?
I would think.
Everybody from this Church of Scientology, you're now in jail.
There's a little Louisiana, I think, in that one, but it was pretty good. Of course, Louisiana's French.
I think there's a little bit of racism in it, too. The
Wait, what?
Ethnocentrism, whatever. So what I would say that the situation is that there may be some connectivity between France and the other Euro nations. I don't know what all the agreements are.
As far as enforcement against bank accounts and things like that?
Well, so it may be that Scientology, if it can't just withdraw from France, but would have to withdraw from the whole EU. I don't know. Mm. It's just speculation.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about, because at a certain point, it ain't worth continuing operation. Right, if it's going to cost us 600,000 euros to continue this bookstore in France, maybe we don't really need a bookstore.
Sure. But if it's going to cost you 600,000 euros to continue operations in the entirety of Europe, then, or wherever Interpol is.
And, of course, Scientology does have plenty of money. I mean, even though it might be considered a cult by a lot of people, they are a well-funded cult.
They are
the most successful, one of the most successful cults as far as
Why are we using the term cult?
Much more well-funded than the group in San Diego that had the role of quarters that castrated themselves before they killed themselves
to
hop on the back of the spaceship that was behind the comet.
What were those folks called?
It was the Hellbop Comet that they were trying to.
I'm trying to remember what they were called. I didn't know they castrated themselves.
Yes.
I didn't remember that part of the story.
Yes, Major Applewhite was the leader of the group, and I only remember his name because his son, who was not in the group, was the starting quarterback at the University of Texas at one time.
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate.
Yes, that's what it was, and thanks to Nathan for cueing me on that one. I didn't know. Now, what was the role of quarters?
For the vending machines on the spaceship.
No way.
Yes.
You can get anything you want in those machines.
Yes.
Anyway, back to the story. France regards Scientology as a cult and had prosecuted individuals before. Now they've gone after the entire organization. The head of the parliamentary group on religious cults in France, lawmaker Georges Finch, or Georges, I guess, Georges Finch,
Georges,
hailed the ruling. Quote, "Far from being a violation of freedom of religion, as this American organization contends, this decision lifts the veil."
Okay, go crazy ahead. American.
Go ahead, Daryl. give Georges a little bit.
"This decision," he says, "lifts the veil on the illegal and highly detrimental practices of the group," said Finch. The court case followed a complaint by two women, one of whom said she was manipulated into handing over 20,000 euros in 1998 for Scientology products, including an electrometer to measure mental energy.
An electrometer?
Oh, yeah, they have these silly devices.
That just sounds made up.
Well, of course it is, but as I understand it, when you go into their little Scientology reading room, or whatever they call them, they have one of these devices there, and you're supposed to put your hand on it, or both hands on it, and then they read the number of thetans that you have. This is one of their jargon. And of course,
it's a heck of a lot more science-y than just saying you're born with a original sin.
Well, the thing is, though, it's also a lot more scammy, because in this case, they will tell you that we can help you, Daryl. Looks like you've got a real problem with thetans here. You've got hundreds, thousands of thetans. Just, we'll get you on a payment plan. I know you don't have a lot of money, but get on a payment plan and we can upgrade you over time. We'll get rid of the thetans. You'll upgrade in levels of Scientology. Eventually, you could reach Tom Cruise levels once you give us enough money. That's how it works. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts more on the conviction in moments.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med 5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to med5.com. That's medfive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med 5. Order now at medfive.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. You take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want. Scientology convicted of fraud in France. And we will continue with that. Also, still to come here, the worst hyperinflations in history. Daryl will be going over the worst 9 of them.
Yes.
And, of course, we'll take your calls about what you want at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And do enjoy the features, which include a variety of different things. All of them are free for you, but it does take money to run this operation. The website is not for free. I mean, it's free for you, but it's not free for me, right? Somebody's paying the bill, and that's Free Talk Live. So if you want to help us, there's some ways to do that, like contributing Bitcoin. And when you put money in the Bitcoin tip jar right now at bitcoin.freetalklive.com, there are generous donors who will be matching up to $950 per month's worth of donations to Free Talk Live. So
So the Bitcoin will be matched in Bitcoin.
In Bitcoin, right. So if you donate cash, it'll be matched in cash. If you donate Bitcoin, it'll be matched in Bitcoin. Anyway, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to do that, but you've got to have Bitcoins in your wallet. You have to have a wallet first. So step number one is
go to blockchain.info and get a Bitcoin wallet. Right there at the top of the page, one of the tabs. Wallet. You can go create your wallet right there for free. This is the best online wallet. You're able to use it on your laptop. You're able to use it on your iPhone or Android, whatever it is that you want to do. And since they encrypt right in the phone, they're not able to. They don't access your money. They don't have your money. They're not holding their money for you like a bank. They're just offering you basically a place to encrypt your own wallet. And it's not available to them. It's not available to the NSA or the FBI or any of those folks. They've got tools there to allow you to send and receive your money easily and anonymously if you wish. You got to use those tools if that's what you want to do. But you can join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
The story is coming out of the Telegraph in the UK. It's about Scientology being convicted, or I guess its conviction is actually upheld, because the original conviction was in 2009 for what they call organized fraud in France. That has now been upheld by the Cour de Cassation.
You probably shouldn't be doing that.
Well, I don't know how you... if I do it English, it'll be cassation. And I'm pretty sure that's not how they pronounce it over there.
It'd probably be better for everybody if you just give it a shot in English.
Can you
translate that into English? Is it like the Supreme Court of France?
I'm guessing. You are welcome to Google that. It is C-A-S-S-A-T-I-O-N. C-O-U-R is the first word. Cour de Cassation. Anyway, the court case followed a complaint by two women, one of whom who said she was manipulated into handing over 20,000 euros in 1998 for Scientology products, including an electrometer to measure mental energy. A second woman claimed she was forced by her Scientologist employer to undergo testing and enroll in courses also in 1998. When she refused, she was fired. Well, look, lady, that's not force. It may be a suggestion that carries with it consequences, but it's not force. When you go to work for somebody and they say to you that, all right, well, now as part of this job, you've got to buy a bunch of our stuff. This is essentially what network marketing is in a lot of places. and I've been involved in that as a young person. I got involved in that. And you have to be on the product. You've got to be a product of the product, they say, in network marketing.
You don't
marketing.
Have to be. You could just continue to pay your membership fee or whatever.
But usually that includes product that is sent to you.
Yeah, it does.
Sometimes it depends. There's different setups for network marketing. But in a lot of cases, you are very much encouraged. The sale, of course, is that, and it makes sense, right? If you're going to be a serious salesperson, you got to know what the products are like, right? So you got to buy them.
Makes sense.
And if you believe that you're going to get the houses and the cars and the boats and the diamond distributorship and all that, then you're in that belief system. And yeah, maybe it's kind of scammy. Maybe most people that sign up for network marketing pour a bunch of money in and they end up losing all of it and they end up selling the products for, a quarter at a garage sale or something like that. And then they get really bummed out about it. But hey, it's buyer beware. And if this lady didn't do research on Scientology before she decided she wanted to take a job with them, then still it's buyer beware. You're buying that job. You're buying that position, and any time she could have walked away from it. So to say that it was coercive, to say that she was forced to buy their products, that seems
you're buying it
inaccurate.
With your time is what you do with a job. You're trading your time for money with a job is sort of the general arrangement. You could be trading your skills for a job in the case of commissioned or something like that. But, you know, whatever it is, yeah, it's an arrangement. And if they didn't make it clear early on and they continue, and she got paid, as long as she got paid for the time she was in, then that's, then I don't see an issue. Now, if, however, they said, well, you know, your first 2 weeks, we didn't tell you, but your first 2 weeks' pay went towards this course.
They go to L. Ron Hubbard.
That you refused to,
he
take. He is. Well, we're sending it to him in heaven,
yeah,
or wherever.
No, I think it's some kind of alien thing. Isn't it the Scientology? Right, Xenu.
Yeah, you can wind up being the god of your own planet.
If you pay him enough money, you mean?
If you go up high enough in the levels.
Which means you have to pay money. I mean, you can either, I guess there may be some way of, like, dedicating your life to the church and being their total servant.
Scientologist monks?
Doubtful. Highly doubtful. But honestly, I don't know. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of secrecy in Scientology.
The Court of Cassation is one of three Supreme Courts in France.
Hmm.
It is the highest court for judicial cases, i.e. civil or criminal matters.
Okay, so this is the Supreme Court in civil matters, then.
Yes. Gotcha. For administrative cases, there is the Council of the State. And for constitutional challenges of statutory law, there is the Constitutional Council.
So the Church of Scientology did say in its statement that the involvement in the trial of UNADFI, a French anti-cult association, quote, polluted the proceedings, transforming it into a heresy trial, they say. So the one lady said that she spent 20,000 euros in 1998 for Scientology products, including an electrometer. And again, it's hard for me to feel like that this is fraud. I mean, I can't agree with the French courts on this at all. This is a religion, and there are some crazy belief systems in religions. And if people want to believe some crazy stuff because they want to go join Xenu in the stars with the alien spaceships, then they should be able to believe those
things.
Would
you say that there was any manipulation to get people to pay money?
Oh, there's always money involved in Scientology.
There's always money involved in religion.
But not by manipulation. I mean, is telling someone a story that they want to believe, is that manipulation?
It could be.
Then
but
Christianity, too.
When I say manipulation, I'm talking one of these smooth-talking sales guys that gets you to sign over all of your life's wealth for three beans that will grow a stalk in your backyard.
Wait, can you find me one of those guys? Because I'd really like to find, like, to hire him on at Free Talk Live. Because this is, I think that the bullcrap that gets hoisted upon salespeople is that somehow these people are magic and they can control people's brains. This lady gave over 20,000 euros because she believed this stuff. And as long as the people that, to whom, you know, that were selling this to her, believed it too, I don't see
it's
fraud.
Not fraud.
I don't know how you prove when somebody believes something or not.
More on the way here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Have you been involved in Scientology? Maybe you want to tell your story, or maybe a friend of yours got caught up in it? Free Talk Live.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won a Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. If you want, toll-free numbers, 855-453. Maybe you have experience with Scientology. It's apparently been convicted of fraud in France. But is it fraud to tell somebody a story about the cosmos? You know, one that you've made up or one that somebody made up at some point in time or somebody claims was delivered to them by God? I mean, is that fraud? Especially, as you pointed out, Mark, if you believe it, and then you tell somebody else the very same story that you truly believe, that couldn't possibly be fraud. But nonetheless, France has found Scientology guilty of fraud and is demanding 600,000 euros out of them. We will continue and take your calls on this topic or whatever you want at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Speaking of Europe, there's going to be a Bitcoin Expo in London Saturday, November the 30th. That's this year. So it should be an exciting event. It's going to be at Cafe 1001 in stylish East London. I'm really not, you know, never been to, not haven't spent any time in London. I guess I was there, but briefly. And it should be quite an event. By the way, it's free and open to the public.
Bam.
There's no ticket price. The startup...
just got to buy a plane ticket.
Bitalo, well...
unless you're in London.
Unless you're in London. Lots of London listeners.
It's true. We do have a UK audience.
The startup Bitalo has come forward to support this event as a premier sponsor. And this is, you know, perhaps not quite as... I don't know. They did use the term capitalist as maybe the Bitcoin events that have gone on around the United States. So sounds like a really interesting event. I would go just to see what
this is effectively the European Bitcoin event.
Yeah,
gatherings in other countries. There was the one that happened earlier this year in California.
Well, there was one in the Netherlands or something, wasn't there, this year?
I don't recall that.
So, well, yes.
I know you told me there was one in London last year.
There's that.
And I'm guessing this is an iteration of that?
I think, I don't know. Look, okay. I don't know the, I don't have that piece of history. I know that it's going on and I'm excited about it. And I just thought I'd mention it for people.
Anybody in Europe, I mean, from what I hear, there's these trains that'll take you all over the place real fast.
I hear there are too. So there you go. Go check it out. The website is bitcoinexpo.co.uk.
Bitcoinexpo.co.uk. Free admission.
Yep, you can follow them on Twitter at Bitcoin Expo.
Let's go to the phones. Robin's in New York, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hello, Robin.
Hey, how's it going today?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I just happened to hear you say your thoughts about the two ladies, and I just, I don't have the facts and the info in front of me, but I was wondering if you knew, now the second lady, was she working for the Scientologist organization, or was she just working for a regular company, and the boss happened to be a Scientologist?
You know what? That the way you asked that question makes me rethink the way it's written. And yeah, I think you're right about that. It's written here as all we have is this one paragraph to go on. The second woman claimed she was forced by her Scientologist employer to undergo testing and enroll in courses in 1998. When she refused, she was fired. So yeah, that just sounds like she was working for some boss man in whatever company who happened to be a Scientologist.
I still support the firing, though, because in my opinion, if I'm some kind of hard-nosed Christian and I only want to work with, I don't want to be unequally yoked with unbelievers, mm-hmm. Which is some verse or another in the Bible. I feel I must be, you must be a Christian if you work for me. Then I don't have a problem.
Right.
You got to go to my church if you want to work here.
Well, I see what you're saying on that, but as long as he paid out unemployment, right? Then it should be no problem, because it'd be the same thing as if you said, okay, you got to come into my office every day and, give me a little show or something like that, right?
Well,
this could be viewed as harassment, in my opinion.
Religious harassment or something like that? I don't know. I support Mark on this one. I think that that if you're working somewhere, that you have to do, you have to work according to the rules. I mean, in Hooters, you've got to wear the short shorts. If you don't want to wear short shorts, you can either work in the kitchen washing dishes, or you can not work at Hooters. You can work somewhere else.
Now, what I support is full knowledge of what is to be expected.
In advance. Yeah.
So that way I can make a fully informed decision about whether I want to take the employment or not.
That's true, but you don't always get that. Like, for instance, if this guy was running the company and he hired this lady and then later on he became a Scientologist and decided he wanted to make it so everybody he worked with was a Scientologist, he certainly, as the owner of the company, within his purview to change the terms of employment.
Yes.
Look, hopefully you should give some notice to do that.
The fact is,
either way, none of this is Scientology's fault.
It's a relationship. Employment is a relationship. If that lady said to the boss, look, I'm going to quit tomorrow unless you come into my office every day and give me a little show, she would be a strange employee, certainly. But the guy'd be like, whatever, goodbye, or okay.
If she's a good enough employee, he'd go and give her the show.
Right, he'd do whatever. It's a relationship. The suggestion is that somehow the employee is the servant, when in fact the employee is a monopoly, a distributor of their own labor.
All right, point taken, guys. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Robin, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. So that's enough about Scientology, unless you have a story that you want to tell us. Would love to hear that, especially if you've been involved in the church and if you're somebody who was involved and got out of the church. What was it that woke you up? Because this lady spent $20,000. The first lady in the story spent $20,000 on a variety of Scientology things, equipment and thetan clearings and whatever they call them. So when did she wake up? What was her story? Was it somebody that she met, a boyfriend or something like that, who managed to point out to her how ridiculous Scientology was? Did she watch an episode of South Park and then have her eyes open? I mean, who knows what it was? If you want to tell us your story, 855-453. But otherwise, we go to other stories, historical stories of hyperinflation.
Yes. This comes from Business Insider. It says, hyperinflationary episodes have appeared several times over the past century, 55 to be exact. So this isn't all of history, just the last century.
Century, okay.
As the world...
This is the century of fiat currencies.
As the nations have experienced with fiat currencies backed by the full faith and credit of the governments that issue them.
Yeah, let's talk about what a fiat currency is real quick, because I think this is very important.
Yes, sure.
A fiat currency is not a commodity currency. A fiat currency is a piece of paper or something like that that has value because we say it has value, because the government says it has value. When I say we, I mean, you know, we, the government, say that this thing is worth a dollar. Now, a dollar is a lie because a dollar is a measurement of silver. It's a Dutch term for a measurement of silver. So when you call a piece of paper that is not a dollar, you're it's a lie. I mean, that the government's lying about that. That would be like you calling a British pound a pound. It's not a pound of anything. It's a piece of paper. So, no.
At times, that full faith and credit has been misplaced, and holders of unstable currencies have been caught empty-handed in countries all over the world. Often, this can be a reoccurring theme among developing nations like those in Latin America during the debt crisis that struck that region in the 1980s. Even some of the largest economies in the world today, though, like China, Germany, and France, have suffered devastating hyperinflationary episodes. A major historical precursor of hyperinflation is war that destroys the capital stock of an economy and dramatically reduces output. But the misplaced monetary and fiscal policies that ensue are almost always part of history. Economists Steve Hank and Nicholas Cruz compiled data on all 56 recorded hyperinflations in a 2012 study, and we summarize the 9 worst here.
Okay.
Number 1, Hungary, 1945 to 1946.
This isn't the worst one. It's just the first one on the list?
It's the first one on the list.
All right. We're going to get to some details here, and we may have to pick the best ones, because I don't know if we're going to get through all 9 of them in the final moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up, and we can still sneak your call in as well. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? BitQuick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. BitQuick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to 3 quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to BitQuick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. BitQuick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit BitQuick.co and get your Bitcoin. BitQuick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation, vibrate blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, and if you like the fact that we do provide the website to you for free, you could so choose you. Shop with Free Talk Live. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and, of course, Amazon US. You just go and get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. I just bought a couple of SD cards, 32-gig SD cards from Amazon. I've got a few extras. That way I'll have enough to record some of the Keenvention panels and not have to be constantly overwriting the same few cards. So I expanded my collection. It was so easy to do. And Amazon actually has what they call the hassle-free packaging. You can order SD cards that don't come in, you know, those damn blister packs that you usually get if you go to the show? Like, they're called blister packs because they're so hard to open them that you
they ought to be
yourself.
Cut your hand packs, because you can certainly do that on them.
Yes. So, by the way, Mark, sorry about the technical difficulties. Your mic has inherited some technical difficulties there, so I apologize about that.
I didn't know anything about it.
So stand by on that. But anyway, so yeah, these hassle-free packs, it's just like one of those little tear strips on it. It's so easy to get into. So go and get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com as we continue here with the worst of hyperinflation in the last 100 years.
Yes. And the first one on the list actually is the worst hyperinflation.
All right, let's go with that one first then.
Hungary from 1945, August of 1945, until July of 1946, there was a daily inflation rate of 207%, which meant that prices doubled every 15 hours. The backstory...
Doubled every 15 hours.
Yes.
So, you know, this is almost like that Weimar Germany story where, you know, like the wives would take the money from... they'd get paid, like, in the middle of the day, and they'd take the money, they'd rush off to the grocery store, because if they waited till the end of the day, they wouldn't be able to buy as much.
Yes. Hungary was economically devastated by World War II, owing to its unfortunate status as a war zone. Estimates indicate 40% of Hungary's capital stock was destroyed in the conflict. Before this, it had engaged in a wild debt-fueled ramp-up in production to support the German war effort, But Germany never paid for the goods.
Mm.
When Hungary signed a peace treaty with the Allies in 1945, it was ordered to pay the Soviets massive reparations, which accounted for 25 to 50% of Hungary's budget during its hyperinflationary episode. Meanwhile, the country.
This is one of the problems with getting fines from governments is that the United States could pay off its debt tomorrow if it wanted to mint coins to pay off its debt.
Yes.
It could pay off its debt to the Federal Reserve because the Federal Reserve is the lender of last resort and is buying most of the debt currently. I don't know what percentage of the debt, the entire U.S. debt that the Federal Reserve has, but I'll bet it's half at least, and could just cut that off. Debt ceiling is just a bunch of nonsense.
Well, there is no more debt ceiling right now. So the U.S. has one of these like unlimited American Express cards.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Those are the people that I want to give an unlimited American Express card to.
Yeah. Oh, you're $17 trillion in debt. That's fine. Spend more money. So, meanwhile, in Hungary, they were paying anywhere between 25 to 50% of their budget in reparations during its hyperinflationary episode. And meanwhile, the country's monetary policy was essentially co-opted by the Allied Control Commission. Hungarian central bankers warned that printing money to pay the bills would not end well, but the Soviets, who dominated the commission, turned a deaf ear to these warnings, which led some to conclude that hyperinflation was designed to achieve a political objective, the destruction of the middle class.
Now, I could see how this would be the case in that circumstance. I guess it's just hard to say. The Soviet Union basically ended up taking over Hungary, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The second one on the list is a much more recent hyperinflation.
Zimbabwe. You could be a trillionaire now. Just go onto eBay and buy yourself a trillion Zimbabwe dollars.
From March 2007 until November of 2008, would either one of you gentlemen like to guess the daily inflation rate?
I have no idea.
I know it was high. That's all I can tell you.
98%. So the Hungarian hyperinflation was more than twice as bad because they had a daily inflation rate of 207%.
Jeez.
Prices in Zimbabwe would double every 25 hours.
Wow.
Zimbabwe's hyperinflation was preceded by a long, grinding decline in economic output that followed Robert Mugabe's land reforms of 2000 and 2001, through which land was expropriated largely from white farmers and redistributed to the majority black populace.
So the defenders of inflation would say to this, you guys are just fear-mongering. The United States has, and other developed nations, they have experts who know the exact amounts of inflation that there needs to be, and they've kept a lid on things, and everything is fine. Why are you trying to fear-monger here?
Well, first off, there's no fear-mongering going on. This is a history lesson. No one said anything about the United States spiraling into a deflationary cycle. Now, if one wants to interpret it that way, that's fine. I would just point them to Ben Bernanke saying at the beginning of the housing bubble, there is no housing bubble, saying we are not experiencing a housing bubble. All the information we have says no housing bubble. So that can show you just how uninformed these experts can be.
Others here on the list, and they actually go back further than just the last century. There is one on the list. France had a hyperinflation from May 1795 to November of 1796, in which the daily inflation rate was 5%. Prices doubled every 15 Jeez. Days and 2 hours. And, of course, this was in the midst of the French Revolution. And the backstory here on the French hyperinflation, the French Revolution, which lasted from 1789 to 1799, came after a period in which France had run up substantial debt from, guess what?
Wars.
Fighting wars, including the war for U.S. independence from Great Britain. One of the major economic policies of the French Revolution was the nationalization of land formerly owned by the Catholic Church. The church was seen as an easy target for asset expropriation because they owned a lot of land yet had relatively little political influence in the new regime. The government then issued assignats to the public, that is, notes that essentially amounted to a land-backed currency, which were supposed to be redeemable for the land by note holders at a future date. However, the government ended up issuing way too many notes in an attempt to close the deficit.
As they do.
Devaluing the assignat and leading to runaway hyperinflation. Another one on the list, the ninth one on the list, before it gets down to giving you the full chart of the other 56 hyperinflations. Nicaragua, from June 1986 to March of 1991, one of the longer hyperinflations. Daily inflation rate, 4%. Prices doubled every 16 days, 10 hours.
You know, just as an aside, I think it's easy to talk about all the bad things that have happened out there. There's certainly a lot of hyperinflation stories, and it won't be Zimbabwe won't be the last one. But Bitcoin is a way to protect yourself. Silver and gold, these are ways to protect yourself from inflation. Because even if you don't have hyperinflation where you live, if there is inflation, that means the money supply is increasing. That means that there's more dollars chasing around the same amount of goods. So therefore, the value of those, the prices of those goods is going to go up. And you can help protect yourself from that by having alternative currencies that are not factored on, based on the arbitrary decisions of bureaucrats and central bankers. So I'm not saying Bitcoin or gold and silver are guaranteed investments, but historically, gold and silver have done very, very well as a hedge against inflation. Bitcoin's relatively new on the scene, but it's another thing that you can put your money into that can store value and even maybe increase in value. The Bitcoin price has been shooting up as of late.
It hasn't really found an equilibrium yet. Yeah.
We don't know when or if it will find an equilibrium, but it is something else to which you may put your government-issued dollars, take them away from being controlled by the government. And the Bitcoin is more based in the market than...
But you can't take the dollars from being controlled, but you can have the wealth that's represented by the dollars from being controlled by the government.
You can get rid of the dollars, you can change them into other things, and then protect yourself against inflation. You can get more of Daryl over at fpp.cc. Don't forget to check out Keenvention at keenvention.info. It's coming up in less than 2 weeks. We'll be back tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.